Dear service guests, listeners, in the sixth chapter of the Book of Solomon, it says, I'm sorry, I didn't have this text. These opisto services have been prepared and planned for quite some time. Now is the time to celebrate, and we can be here together, gathered around God's Word. The opisto year contains much planning, preparation, different hopes. Matters are planned and put to fruition. Last year, much happened during the opisto year. The lines were done away with, and now we have these sorts of study paths. Our goal is that it would suit better the study for the students. For the students, it's seen that they have many more options for their studies. In many issues, we can say that we were successful. That old good was left, but we took some more new issues, but we still have things to we got many or much good. 98% of the students said that the opisto year was beneficial for their future plans. One of the special plans for the opisto is to support their Christian upbringing. Our core task is to help and teach that which Jesus taught unto his disciples and told them to teach forward. All three of our opistos have had many applicants. We are glad that the opisto is held to be important, and many want to come to study. The runner opisto was 201 applicants, but there's only 120 places. Many have got a place to study, but many have been able or had to are not able to attend. We have discussed with many students and parents that were not able to attend. A few words I would like to say about the application process. We have our own criteria for the study paths, and we must all the applications we looked at without knowing the names, but all the decisions were made according to the criteria of the study paths. And in our acceptance process, we wanted to take notice that not only the grades aren't the only criteria, but we look at other special things as well, whether or not the applicant needs the place or not. And I know we cannot be successful in all things, but I would like to say unto those who are feeling pain that they didn't were not accepted to this opisto, dear students, youth, and parents. I feel sorry for you. Even though you have had to that you didn't receive a place to study, you have been remembered and prayed on your behalf. We need you and your love and your support. We have done much work so that the opisto would serve as good as possible the students here, and that we would wish to continue. For this reason, all it's necessary and good. Even though a person would plan their own way, the Lord gives a base for your footsteps. Let him lead your steps in such a way that he can still lead and guide you, even though this winter your footsteps will not come to the opisto to study. The opisto winter is meaningful and important for many. And now I would like to ask two students who were studying here at the opisto last winter to tell of their experiences of the opisto winter. Welcome to this situation. I want to ask first that you would tell who you are and where you are from. I'm Gunnar Baiman from Paavola, and I will be moving to Oulu to study at the high school. I am Leena Hurtig from Tornio. Last winter, our studies happened in these paths. What paths did you study in? What kind of topics did you study? I was in the economic home ec line. We were able to bake and cook, and I like both very well. And before opisto, I heard that in one line we'll be doing much in the wilderness, and for that reason I was in that line. My paths were in the art, and I've always liked to draw and paint, and for this reason I chose the art line and learned much new. And in the nature path, we studied about animals and plants, and also photography in the wilderness, and walking around in the nature. I've also studied a couple high school courses, as well as music as an option. At the opisto, you have many different options for music. There's a big choir and small choir, or organ or piano lessons. You have a year behind you. You are heroes in this way. Many people are now listening. Is there anything that surprised you during the year about the opisto or the studies? Is there perhaps something that you were not able to await that came as a surprise? The studying at the opisto was very nice. Didn't have to stress about the schoolwork. And when we were able to go to school with believers and believing teachers, it was very different from that which we studied or experienced in middle school. And one person put in our school yearbook that normally we can't, that it was nice to be able to believe sins were forgiven in the morning devotion. And one thing that came, the everyday life, was kind of surprising, that what it was. But perhaps what surprised me the most was how normal and boring the everyday life is, even though there are very good friends around you. We didn't have something to do all the time, but every now and again we just hung out and were quiet. I remember one situation that at the beginning we said that we won't be in the kitchen with our mobile phones. But one, it so happened that we noticed that we all had our mobile phones on our hands, and then one of us said that, hey, maybe we should put them away. Now that the school year is behind you, how would you summarize your year? What was left in your hand or in your backpack? What were you given? Very great experiences. For example, when we had a big snow fight during winter, or when we were skating across the lake to services. But especially from the Opisto, were things that perhaps can't form into words. I've learned about friendship and friends, and above all about oneself or myself, and about that the differences there, that the Opisto is full of different sorts of people, and it came forward in a concrete fashion. I have also experienced some great experiences. We organized once one of us friends found a sign of a politician from in town, and one night we who lived in Miekkala thought we'd start going around to all the other cells, and at the same time we made up a song and sang as we went. And that idea that we would give a gift to everybody else, this was one thing. One of the core tasks here at the Opisto is to upkeep Christian values and speak of the way and the path of a child of God. Were there enough times and places to speak of matters of faith? In my opinion, yes. There were many different discussions in the auditorium and in the entryway where we could speak to friends and to the teachers. But these situations we had to use, we had to be brave enough to speak up and tell of that which we had in our minds if we wanted to discuss something. We hear often that it's easier to believe at the Opisto, but in my experience it wasn't. I learned here at the Opisto that perhaps there's a smaller ridge to go over to speak of these personal matters, but I would encourage you who come next year to the Opisto to speak of matters of faith. We are in the southern Lapland, and nature here is important to us. In our studies, and we keep or speak of it. What did you think of the nature here in the North Country? I like the nature in the Renua area, especially during the winter, because there's so much snow. And the forest here around us is a great place to run away to if we want to seek peace, or just to walk with a friend and to speak in peace. But otherwise, we've been outside a lot with snowballs or snowboards or with skates or throwing frisbees. I can say as well, yes, many of my studies were outside. We did with this nature path. We went on hikes and skated and even canoed or kayaked on the lake. And in the fall, we had these, we went duck hunting. And afterwards, it was nice to be able to sit around a campfire and speak of everything. Okay, Leena and Gunnar, thank you for sharing your experiences. The coming students surely were listening and learned something. Thank you. Dear service guests, the road to the opisto is open for all during the winter and autumn and spring. At other times than the opisto services, all of you are warmly welcomed to come to the short courses to study and to be refreshed. The short guests or short courses are very important, where you can meet one another and hear what is happening in our Zion. We have a very many courses that hopefully fulfill all those needs that are in Christianity. In this past year, we did many renovations. One cell apartment has been renovated. The fresh air channels have been cleaned. Last night, during our board meeting, we spoke of the roofs of the buildings here, that in the coming years there will be large investments so that the roofs will shield us in the future. It has been announced already here, but the opisto is looking for new workers, employees. Go look at the website. There are good places open. There's a home ec teacher, mathematics teacher, a communications teacher, Swedish language teacher. The future for the opisto seems to be nice. The government has said that the opistos belong in the but we need temporal money. You just heard of these large investments that are before us. With this resources, we wish to be careful and wise and listen to the needs of the Christianity. During this past year, we received a large testament, and these monies have been used, for example, to renovate the apartments here and to support low-income students. In this way, the money is used for the students here, as well as those who come to the short courses. We are thankful for all that support which believers have in different ways showed unto us. The opisto services are a time of celebration during the opisto year. Here we can pause around the most important matter. We can be in the hearing of God's word and we wish to, in our own way, supporting the work of the gospel. The gospel is announced here at the Opisto during all days of the Opisto. Do the work of the Lord, knowing that it will not be diminished. Thus we are thankful for that work which you, dear Christians, have done on behalf of the Opisto and the Kingdom of God. God will not let your work be for naught. A warm thanks to all of you, friends and supporters, brothers and sisters.